What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. Welcome back to Batty Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. So basically, to kind of give y'all the big topic of this episode, it's all about relationships, love. And you're probably wondering, girl, we just got over Valentine's Day. Why did you not post this before Valentine's Day? But I feel like we all just need that Valentine recap, because for me, the week of Valentine's was actually terrible. I was going through so much at school because, you know, just some little mishaps here and there, and I just feel like it was just not a good week for me, even though it's supposed to be a good week of like fun, love, you know, all that stuff. But I didn't even get to hang out with my Valentine because we just didn't have the right schedule, and he's a little bit in trouble right now. So we had our Valentine's last Friday, so like last week we had our Valentine's on the 11th, and I did tell y'all about that I had a Valentine's this year. You guys don't really know who he is, but he is Mr. Taurus Man. I don't know if his friends are listening to this or if he's listening to this. But y'all know, we already have our little baddie inside joke with like the whole horoscope thing. If you guys haven't been here since like the beginning, which is totally okay, we're all welcoming new members here of the Batty Fluent, you know, community. But basically, I usually like name my crushes after their horoscope. So back in like a year ago when I first started Batty Fluent, there was a Capricorn man. We are over him though, but he is still such a good friend. We had that, and then we had like Aquarius man, Libra man, we had Taurus man. So honestly, like, you know, Batty Fluent just be doing her own thing. You know, no judgment here, guys. No judgment to Batty Fluent or to any of you guys, because we're all baddies for a reason. But yeah, we have Mr. Taurus man. We have been talking for about a month actually, which is kind of crazy. But he is so sweet. He is the sweetest guy ever. He is so nice. He got me the cutest gift ever, and he's just like such a genuine person, and like he is so sweet. He always joins my Batty Fluent lives. I don't know if you guys could catch that, but some of y'all like see him in and out, and he's just like the most amazing person that can like even wrap my head like around it. But yeah, so that is the new like update about Batty Fluent, because I told y'all that there is a Mr. Batty Fluent, and that is Mr. Taurus Man. So yeah, a little big shout out to him, I guess. But yeah, he's super nice, and I had amazing Valentine's with him, even though it was like a couple days earlier than actual Valentine's. It was still the best moments with him because he just makes me feel so comfortable and safe, and I feel like I've never really found that in a person. And even though y'all know I had my exes, but that was like middle school Batty Fluent, and I feel like now we're actually like mature, we know what's going on, and I feel like we actually can hang out with each other, if that makes sense. Because, you know, back in the days, like, you kind of relied on other people to drive you around. But now, like, I'm finally in high school, you know, we both drive each other around, or I drove him once, guys, and oh my god, I'm never driving him again. I literally could not hear the end of it till this day, but he's super sweet. And y'all know that y'all baddies are literally like my family, so I would love to tell y'all everything that's going on in my whole entire life. And if you didn't have a Valentine this year, you had me. I hope you guys had amazing Valentine's with your friends, with your family, with your significant other, whatever, you know, whoever you're hanging out with, or even with yourself, because like I said, self-love is the most important love ever, and you know, spending Valentine's with yourself is not a bad thing, and you don't have to be sad about spending Valentine's by yourself, because guys, it is not important to have a Valentine's owl. It's just another day, honestly, but we always have like that little love, and it's some people's favorite holiday, to be honest, because it's just like such a cute, loving holiday. And I still celebrated Valentine's basically not alone, but you know, I didn't hang out with him that day, so it was kind of like we had our times, you know, we talked on FaceTime that night, and it was super cute. But yeah, after 16 years, I guess Batty Fluent did snatch a little Valentine. It was like the best moment ever, but yeah, it was fun. But I did ask you guys to send me some questions on relationships, because I was just gonna like film a relationship episode and like not really ask you guys to send in questions, but I feel like maybe you guys have something lingering you guys want to know about, and like it also helps me add on to my topics. So we'll be talking about everything on this episode. I'm super excited to kind of get into it, because I feel like relationships aren't really talked on Batty Fluent as I want them to be, because I feel like it's really important to like know how to balance a relationship while you're working on yourself, or you're like helping each other work on each other, like kind of like the main gist of like how to be in a healthy relationship, and to know that it's okay to jump out of an unhealthy relationship. Because like I'm saying to you guys, like being in a toxic relationship will never push you anywhere, like it's going to push you further down, if that makes sense, because you're gonna put yourself in a position where you don't feel comfortable with, and you feel like it's so draining, and love can be really draining. And if you feel to the point where it's like you're not happy and you're constantly like in that phase where you're like crying and all that stuff, you need to let go. And I know for me, I'm sometimes a hypocrite of that, because I know back then when I used to like someone, I would drain myself out because I wanted to be good enough for them, and I feel like it literally just kind of pushed my mental health down because of just the things I would do in order to like kind of brush everything off. But I think out like now, as like, you know, I'm growing up and like learning how to communicate with others, others and your significant other or your crushes, it is so important to put in like effort and to also communicate how you feel, because you need to get effort from both sides and you also need communication from both sides, because y'all need to know like what you're feeling and how things are going and to make sure you guys are on the same page. Because I think like with relationships and stuff, sometimes it gets confusing when you guys don't know where you're at. You've been talking for like 4 or 5 months and all of a sudden when you kind of mention boyfriend and girlfriend, they're like, oh wait, I'm not ready for that, and they end everything and you're like, what the hell, like we've been talking for 4 to 5 months. And for me, I think talking stages are at least 2 to 3. I'm pushing it at 3, but I feel like after that, like maybe there should be some communication on like boyfriend and girlfriend, how that's heading, because I'm not saying that every relationship needs to like be boyfriend and girlfriend right away, but it's kind of like you need to know like where it's going and how far it's gonna go. And I don't really put a time on relationships because I don't think you should. If you jump into a relationship, you shouldn't be like, oh, it should be lasting to this date, but it's kind of like you need to know where it's going and like how it's like working its way to become something more serious. Because you know, after a couple weeks or even like talking to them constantly, you definitely get attached over time. And I think sometimes at the end we all have attachment issues and then it doesn't work out and you're like really upset about it, and then you're like learning how to detach, and then whoever you jump in the next relationship with, you're like not as close with them, and then they might think like you don't like them or whatever. But I feel like sometimes it just leads to like other outcomes. So yeah, always put yourself first, and if you feel like you are in a toxic relationship, you need to jump out. Like don't be the next Nate and Maddie, guys, because I'm telling you, that like whole relationship has been toxic since season 1 of Euphoria. I'm not gonna spoil it because I don't want anyone to like, you know, who hasn't watched Euphoria to yell at me, but they are super toxic. I'm sure you've seen the TikToks, and I'm sure you see that you don't want that type of love, because at first, you know, you might love a guy who's like overprotective or a girl who's overprotective or is just too jealous, but like sometimes too much of anything can ruin a lot. And I feel like I learned that the hard way too, because sometimes when you love someone too hard, it might even like take you the wrong way in like a weird way. Like not saying that like you shouldn't love too hard, but it's like, you know, sometimes you do too much and then you're like, what the hell is this outcome? Like, it is not the outcome I thought in my head. So you need to learn how to balance everything and to manage everything under the right amount, you know, and right amount of time for each other and amount of space you guys need to have with each other. So that actually leads to my first question is, how can you help your friend with a toxic boyfriend stick up for herself? Now, I think like the most important thing is you need to tell your friend and you need to help her or like them point out the wrongs in this relationship, even though she might love him so much. But the thing is, at the end of the day, like if she is genuinely like not happy and she is so drained, why would she put herself in that position, you know? I know sometimes it's really hard to let someone go because you have so many memories with them, or they might know too much of you and you're scared like what they could do with that information or like whatever. But at the end of the day, that is a bad look on them, and that's a shit person for them to even expose who you are as a person or anything, because that's how you know they never cared for you in the fucking beginning. And that's like the biggest red flag. Like if you do not feel comfortable in a relationship and you need to get out of it because you think it's just so like draining and like you need to start healing yourself, you need to actually put in the effort to jump out that situation, because it's not gonna be like, oh yeah, another day, you know, new day, new us. Like that's not how it works, because if every day is the same exact thing and like nothing changes, and then like, you know, no one is like putting in effort and it's just you like constantly like, you know, upset about whatever, you need to realize that like this is not the relationship that you deserve and that you want. Even though sometimes in your head you might replay like the 2 cute moments, but those 2 cute moments you can remake with someone else, or you could just learn how to keep that as a memory and then learn from this huge mistake, which is like you putting yourself in a relationship that's like draining your mental health and it's not putting you in a good area, like a good place in your, you know, life. So I think like that's how you need to tell her, like kind of explain to her like how you need to see the pros and cons of this. Like even though I know you're gonna be really sad, but I'm always gonna be here for you, but you need to take care of yourself first and you need to focus on yourself and put yourself first instead of putting that other person first who's not even treating you correctly. And this kind of also leads to my another question is, what do you think about a guy asking you to FaceTime even though you know he has a girlfriend? Like we just became like good friends, but he low-key flirts. Now, I think out of respect, you just need to tell the girlfriend. I'm not saying that you are a shit person for like, you know, talking to him or whatever, because sometimes, you know, it comes out of nowhere. And like, I know you wouldn't do that to her. And I know that you are an amazing person and you are loyal. And if you're already asking me to like what you should do, like, you know that you would not do that yourself. And I think the best thing you to do is just tell his girlfriend like that she's aware of it or something, because maybe when you tell her, she'll be aware of it. She'll be like, okay, it doesn't like bother her. But if you just don't tell her and you just like keep letting him flirt, like at the end, like, you know, who else is he flirting with, you know? Maybe it's not even just you, like maybe like there's a bunch of other girls. I think it's just super important out of respect to tell the other person that, you know, if they have a significant other, you need to tell the other person. Like, even though she might blame you and she might be like, what the fuck, like you're the one talking to him, like why are you becoming good friends with him, at the end she will thank you and she'll be like, oh my god, thanks for telling me, because I'm glad that I didn't put myself through that relationship where he was just flirting with a bunch of other girls. Because like you're not the only one, maybe there's a bunch of other ones. And I feel like if he was a winner, girl, you wouldn't have to worry about a damn thing. Remember what Brent said, remember what Saunders said, guys, because if he was a one, you wouldn't be tripping about every single thing he does and you wouldn't overthink. Now for me, I have an overthinking problem, like as a person myself, like I always need reassurance, and you can ask Mr. Taurus Man. I think I need reassurance like every 2 minutes, and it's just because who I am as a person, but I'm slowly trying to overcome that like fear I have. But that's like something that you need to, I guess, kind of face yourself and like, you know, learn how to kind of control it in a more manageable way. But like I said, back to the story, for me, I always tell the girlfriend, because I think that's like the most respectful thing to do, and like to let her be aware of it, because maybe he has told her that like he's been talking to you, but like asking to FaceTime and like flirting with you, that's just kind of like it's giving me red flag. But I don't know, because some people are just like that, some people are not, I don't really know. But I just think, you know, the best thing you should do is just tell his girlfriend, because I think she would really appreciate that. Okay, I think another, like, situation that is kind of similar is, like, how this person, like, likes their, like, best friend's ex. Now, this person said that, like, do I look at them as toxic, or because they feel really guilty and, like, they want to hear my opinion about it. Now, for me, I think, like, the best thing you should do is to tell your best friend and not hide that from her, because at the end of the day, that is her ex, you know. And I'm not talking about girl code or boy code or whatever, because, you know, put the codes away. This is not a coding class. This is just me being real with you. So I actually had a similar situation to this not long ago. So a couple of months ago, I would say like the beginning of like my school year of 2021, I liked my best friend's like old crush. Now this girl and the guy never dated. My best friend and him never dated, but still she has liked him for so long. And you know, at the time when I liked him, obviously in the back of my head I felt really guilty. I was like, wow, like, you know, I like her old crush. And the thing is, so this was kind of shit of me, but back then I'd be like, oh, I'll never like him, because he was like the guy that every girl liked, every girl thirsted over, because like, I don't know, he was just from another county, he came to my school and everyone liked him, but I was like the only girl that actually never really liked him. And all of a sudden I liked him, you know, my junior year in the beginning, and I met him at a football game at another school. And then he started snapping me, then I started gaining feelings, and then I told her. And in the beginning, she was fine with it, you know, she was supporting me because she's like the best friend ever. But then we actually got into this mid-conflict where me and him started talking, and then I told her that, and then she got hurt, because, you know, it is hurtful to hear when your best friend is talking to the guy you used to like, and she liked him for so long. And it just like drew us to have a conflict because me and him started talking, and even though we're good now and we're like literally closer than ever, it still was not right for me to do that. And till this day, I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, wow, like, you know, I should have just like kind of left it there. And you're probably wondering, like, I should put myself first and focus on my feelings. But at the same time, I really care for her and I really love her so much as a friend. And I know that like if I did that to her, it really hurt her, and I did do that to her. So obviously like I had some guilt eat my ass. But I would say that you just need to talk to your best friend and just see her opinion about it. Like, obviously, your best friend does not control your feelings and does not control you as a person. But I would just say communication is the best thing to everything. So just, you know, get it out with her, kind of hear her out. And even though at the time when she was like, you know, my friend was telling me how like she did not like it or like whatever, and I was kind of like arguing back with her, when I really look back, I feel like I was low-key in the wrong, because I just kind of like told her out of nowhere, and it all happened out of nowhere, and I never even asked for like, you know, not her permission, but kind of for her to like hear me out on anything. I was just like telling her like, oh, like this happened. And the thing is, with my like dumb ass, I was just like always telling her like cute moments we had. And even though like they never dated or whatever, it still would hurt her, because no one wants to hear that, you know. I think as me being, you know, talking about the situation, if I was in her shoes, I would not like to hear about this either. And I think I was just being so inconsiderate of how she felt. And then, you know, I apologized for it, and now it's all over. I'm not talking to him anymore, obviously. And it kind of led me to find Mr. Taurus Man, which is why I appreciate him so much, because I feel like I found him at a really dark place after like a really bad like talking stage, and I found him, and I feel like he really just changed my perspective on a lot of things. And he has motivated me so much with Batty Fluent, guys. Like, even like when I'm filming, he's like, to put your phone on do not disturb, like don't text me till after, or he's like, get this shit done before this day or else, like blah blah blah. So I feel like he's like a really good person, and I'm so glad I found him after like a really bad talking stage where I knew I was just being used for, like, you know, my looks or whatever. And, you know, I still am apologizing to my best friend to this day, even though we're, like, literally so close and she's so sweet. It's not like I'm saying sorry to her, but I'm more, like, you know, trying to tell her, like, how I care about her. And even though I did do that situation, it was just, like, not good of me. And that's, like, me being really honest with you guys. I know you're probably wondering, why would you want to put this on the internet and, like, you know, you are the baddie fluid. But it's about me sharing my actual true stories with you guys to help you guys learn from me and to share you guys, like, what I've learned from, like, going through these situations, because I want to be, you know, as raw as I can be on my podcast and tell you all the truth, because I think to build, like, a really good relationship with you guys is to be, you know, true to, like, who I am as a person and, like, you know that you have my trust. Oh my god, I cannot word that, but you have my trust. And I want to have your trust, and I want to be there for you guys and tell y'all, like, what I'm going through or what I've been through. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of you guys are probably going to form your own opinions about it now, but it's okay, because I know that I learned from my consequences, and that was just something I would just take care of, you know, communication and talk to your best friend about it. Okay, another question is, how do you talk to boys if you're scared? So, I would say, treat everyone the same, you know? You shouldn't be scared of talking to a boy just because they're a boy or you're a crush or whatever, because at the end of the day, like, we're all human, and they're probably nervous to talk to you too, and you shouldn't be scared, because it's a fun thing. Like, it's fun to have a crush, it's fun to get butterflies, and, you know, treat it as, like, a little, like, going with the flow thing, you know? You don't have to, like, think of, like, a whole sentence before you say everything, or, like, think of, like, a whole scenario, even though I know we love making scenarios before we go to bed to dream about it, but guys, you don't need to be nervous, because it's just a little crush, and it's maybe they have a crush on you too, you never know. So yeah, be yourself. I think it's really important to, like, really show who you are as a person before you jump into, like, anything, because you want them to like you for who you are and not for this, like, fake image you're gonna create just for them to be attracted to you. Because here's the thing, you might, like, be less of yourself when you first meet them, and that's totally okay, because, you know, you just met them, you don't want to show them all your true colors yet, because, you know, you're getting to know them. But, like, when you slowly get into the point where you're truly really comfortable with that person, and you don't want to fake a persona. And I know sometimes we fake a persona because we want them to like us so bad or whatever, we want that love and validation from them, but it's not worth it, guys. Focus on yourself, be true to who you are, and remember, if it's not the right one, it's not the right one. Which actually leads to my point right now, you know, why have a, like, a relationship if that, you know, you can have a relationship with yourself? Which is why this week's episode is sponsored by Ana Luisa, which is an amazing jewelry company, guys. You guys already know that Baddie Fluid is working with them. You guys can use code BADDIE for 40% off your purchase, guys. They make the cutest jewelry. So spoil yourself, you know? Spoil yourself. Who needs a Valentine? Like, even though that holiday already passed, but, like, who needs anyone when you have amazing jewelry pieces that are super sustainable and super cute and matches with literally everything? Or maybe you are in a relationship and you want to get your little girlfriend something, or your boyfriend, like, matching stuff with you or whatever. Guys, it's super good quality. Like, I literally wear their necklaces every single day. I'm wearing one right now. It's, like, the letter R necklace, guys. If you guys get any letter necklaces, literally at me in it, tag me in it. We can all have, like, little Baddie Fluid matching necklaces. That's literally so cute. But yeah, this week's episode is sponsored by Ana Luisa. So thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys so much. And yeah, back to this week's episode. But like I said, guys, I also got a question about how, like, what do you take first into, like, a relationship? Like, what's, like, the consideration? I think for me, it's loyalty, you know, trust, and also, like, respect, because I think those are, like, the key points, even though you hear those three words all the time. But I think it's super important for that, you know, significant other to have respect for you, your family, your passions, like, what motivates you, what you're into, because if that person doesn't respect, like, who you are as a person, then they're not gonna respect you at all, and they're not gonna respect your family or whatever. And trust, I think it's just super important to, like, have a person you can trust, and you don't have to overthink or be like, oh, they go out with their friends, like, they're not with someone else. And I think that, like, I just see that, like, so many cheating scenes happen because, you know, this generation of love is so weird, and it's, like, not the right one to be in for me, I guess. But, like, yeah, if you just want to hoe around, go fucking hoe around. Like, don't jump into a relationship if you're not ready for it, because, you know, it's gonna lead other people to be hurt, and they don't deserve that. And you don't want to be that person that makes people upset, you know? You want to be a person that makes people happy. And I know that you guys have good thoughts and good intentions with who you are as a person. So yeah, if you're not ready for a relationship, don't jump into one, because it's not worth it to hurt someone else while you are, like, out here, like, hoeing around, like, talking to whoever. You know, if you just want to hoe around and, you know, have fun, go do that. No one's judging you. I'm not judging you. And you don't need to care about people's opinions, because that shit does not matter. Listen to yourself and listen to what you want. Which then leads to loyalty. I strongly believe in loyalty, because I just do not fuck with cheating. You guys know that Miss Baddie Fluid does not approve of any cheating little scandals. I don't think it's just worth it. And I feel like, why would you want to hurt the person you literally said you loved and you cared for? It's just, like, so shitty, and I feel like I've been in that position where, like, you know, the guy I was talking to, I thought he was super genuine, but he was talking to, like, literally 50 other girls, and I was literally one of them. It just, like, made me feel so used, and it just made me, like, you know, kind of grow back from that and become, like, a more bad bitch. But, like, still, I just kind of, like, felt that it was always eating me in the inside, because, like, now I'm, like, okay, like, you know, what if that, or what if, like, all these, like, theories. But you have to have trust in that person, loyalty, respect, and, you know, be true to who you are. And, like, you know, if you're not ready for a relationship, don't jump into one, and don't lead other people to think that there's going somewhere, because it's not worth it. You don't want to hurt the other person, like I said, you know. Just make sure that the clear communication is strong there, and I think communicating is, like, the most important thing to do ever. But like I said, guys, this is that week's episode. I'm super excited to, like, kind of be back on the grind. Low-key, I've just, like, been all over the place, so I'm sorry this, like, episode is posted out of nowhere, and I know, like, sometimes I'm a little bit rambling, a little bit too much on this episode, but I think I just, like, need to talk to you guys and have, like, a more serious episode, which is probably gonna come out in a couple weeks, because I just want to be there for you guys and just give y'all, like, what's happening in my life and, like, be honest with you guys. But yeah, I love you guys so, so much. Thank you so much for always supporting me, being by my side. I love talking to y'all, like, every Wednesday on, like, my Instagram story. So make sure you're following the Batting Food Instagram if you haven't already. And yeah, I love you guys so much, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye, guys. Love you.